Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. So the first two Mishnayos dealt with mainly the Nezikin, the Avos Nezikin of Shein and Regel, and those were two Avos Nezikin that is a Muad, the Behema is a Muad with respect to these Nezikin, and the Balabema will therefore pay Nezek Shalem. And now the Mishnayos will go on and continue with cases of Regel and Shein. So let's see. Hakevel the Hagdi Shekaftu Mirosh Hagag V'Shibru Es HaKelem. If a Kelev, a dog, or a gedi, baby goat, if it jumps from the rooftop onto someone's, obviously we're talking here where it's the Rishus Hanizak, onto someone's property, and the dog or the baby goat, when it jumps from the rooftop, Shibru Es HaKelem, Kaftu Mirosh HaGag V'Shibru Es HaKelem, goes and it lands and it breaks Kelem in the Rishus Hanizak, Mishalem Nezek Shalem. The Baal HaKelev, the Baal HaGedi, the owner of the Behema, will be chayev to pay Nezek Shalem. Why? Mivnei Shehein Mu'adim. Because these behemos, the Kelev and the Gedi, it is normative activity with respect to it jumping from roofs. It's not unusual for dogs and baby goats to jump off the roofs. And therefore, this is a Nezek viewed at like regular Regel, where it's the normal, usual movement of that particular animal. And therefore, the Baal HaBehema, the Baal HaKelev, the Gedi, has to pay Nezek Shalem. Once again, this is only if, Bratanura points out, if it landed in the Rishus Haniza, if it landed in Rishus HaRabim, as we know, it's not Chayiv for Regel. The Baal HaBayim Behema is not going to be Chayiv for Regel in Rishus HaRabim. The Mishnah goes on with another case. HaKelev Shenatal Charora Behalach Lagodish. If someone's dog goes into someone else's properties, into Rishus Hanizak, and took a charara, like a biscuit that was baking there on hot coals. And he took a charara v'halach l'gadish. He took this baking biscuit on hot coals, and the kelev takes it, the biscuit, and he brings it to the gadish. And obviously, we're talking where these hot coals were stuck to the biscuit, and the kelev went to a gadish. Gadish is like a stack of grain. And he takes that to a person's private property where he has the gadish, and achal hacharora v'hidlik hagadish. The behema then went ahead and it ate the biscuit, and at the same time, while eating the biscuit, it shook off the coals onto the pile, onto the stack of grain, onto the gadish, and therefore, what happened was the hidlik hagadish, it lit up the stack of grain on fire, put it on fire. So ala charora mishalein nezek shalem. On the biscuit, obviously, the owner of the kelev will have to pay full damages of shein. Again, the first case of the Mishnah was dealing with regel, now we're dealing with shein. This is regular shein, where the animal is eating for its own benefit. The ala gadish mishalein chatzi nezek. But for the stack of grain that he burnt up, that the dog burnt up by dropping the coal from the biscuit onto the stack of grain, the owner of the kelev, the bala kelev, only has to pay chatzi nezek. This is because, once again, we pointed out that when a behema goes ahead and damages not with its actual guf, not with its actual body, but with its koach, that is the case of tsroros, where unlike a person, we say kocho kegufo, that a person's force is like his body, by the property of a person, by the animal of a person, by the behema of the person, the bala behema is only chayiv for the behema when it damages its guf. But when it damages with its koach, he's not chayiv the full nezek shalem. He's only chayiv chatzi nezek. This is the halacha l'Moshe Misinai of Tsroros. Now it should be noted that these cases are discussed at length in the Gemara, and we are, as we said, just going with the basic explanation of these Mishnayos, based on the Bar Tanura, otherwise known as the Rav, the parish of the Rav on Mishnayos, which is the classical parish of Mishnayos Ad Kan.